Father, we are just grateful as always for the opportunity to come together to lift up your name, to magnify you, O God, to glorify you and to exalt you, and just to declare that you are God. That indeed there is nobody like you or anybody that can be compared to you, O God. We just thank you for the opportunity, O God, just to join together in the Spirit, O God, to be able to achieve and accomplish whatever heaven has allowed for us to do. In this hour, we ask for the presence of your Spirit to lead us and to guide us in this prayer, that our prayer will be effective. Father, we come not in our own name, but we come in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We come not in our own righteousness, O God, which is as filthy rags before you, but we come, O God, by his righteousness. And we come not empty-handed, but we come by the way of the blood of Yeshua HaMashiach, the Lamb that was slain before the foundations of the world, O God. We say tonight, hear our prayer, attend to our supplication. We thank you for every man and every woman that's going to be on the prayer line tonight, even for those that are going to be listening via technology in the days to come. We thank you for their lives, O God, that they will engage in prayer, that there will be something that happens and moves in their lives as a result of their prayer. We thank you, God, for what you are doing in their lives, for how you are moving in a mighty way, showing yourself mighty on their behalf because of their faithfulness and their diligence towards you. We thank you, God, for the heavens that are continually open over their lives, for the blessings you are pouring down on them, O God, without any measure and without any restrictions. The blessings you said you add unto them, O God, and they bring no sorrow. Let the joy of the Lord be their strength where they are. Let the faith of God be imparted unto them, as they stand and believe that God will do great and mighty things in their lives. Every prayer that they have prayed, we declare it has not been in vain. It has not been delayed, but God, the answer is going to come. Breakthroughs are going to be released as a result of the favor that heaven has extended towards them. Angels are being dispatched this very hour to war and engage on their behalf to make sure that the promises that God gave to them are going to be accomplished and established. We thank you, O God, for the doors that are opening in their lives, doors of opportunity, doors of blessing, doors of elevation, and doors of advancement that you are releasing and you are opening. You said you open doors that no man can shut. We thank you for those doors that are opening. And we thank you, God, for the doors of adversity that are being closed, that the enemy will not have his way, but God, your word, your plans, and your purposes shall be established in their lives. We thank you for your love that is being shared abroad in their hearts, that they are being firmly established in you and in you alone. We thank you, O God, that your favor and your grace is upon them. Your mercy that you say is from everlasting to everlasting, that you are releasing upon them. We give you praise, we give you glory, we give you reverence, and we give you honor, God, for the things you are overturning, the things you are turning around in their lives this very moment. We give you praise and we give you glory for the things you are changing, for the issues and the matters you have resolved in this hour. We give you praise. We give you glory, God. We give you honor for the deliberations that have taken place in the heavens, O God, that have established what heaven is going to do. We thank you for the resources that are on their way because of what heaven has mandated to happen in their lives. Father, their financial decisions are going to be sound decisions. They are not going to suffer any lack for anything because the provision of heaven is coming into their lives. We give you glory because you are Jehovah Jireh. Your provision, O God, is going to meet every need that they have. For your name's sake, O God, for your name's sake alone, you are going to bring provision. We thank you for healing that you are releasing. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for breakthrough. We thank you, O God, just for all the great things, the restoration that is coming upon their lives. We give you praise for the faith that is imparted unto them because of what you are doing. We give you glory, God. We give you praise because you are the one who does that which is above all that we could ever ask or think. Our eyes, O God, await to see that which we have seen by faith because you have promised. You require of us, O God, not to walk by sight, but to walk by faith. By faith we believe that we have received everything that you have promised. By faith we believe that we have been able to apprehend that which you have given to us. We have been able to understand the positioning that is required of us, O God, because of what you have given and released to us. We thank you, O God, for the gifts that are inside your people. The gifts, O God, that you said are without repentance, that you are going to cause, O God, to rise in this hour because they are needed. We thank you, O God, that the gifts are going to come in power, in full demonstration, that the people that are going to be ministered to by those gifts are going to be empowered for greatness, O God. For you said, no flesh shall glory in your presence, because all glory belongs to you. We declare that the ministry gifts that are in your people are going to move, O God, in full capacity in the dimension of the Spirit, so that all glory, honor, and praise is given unto you, O God. I pray that tonight you open up the eyes of your people, that they may be able to see what the Spirit is doing. You open up their ears, O God, that they may be able to hear what heaven is declaring. And Father, based on what they see and what they hear, may their hearts be ready to be positioned, O God, in divine alignment with what heaven has mandated for this hour. You declared, O God, by the prophet Isaiah, that your word, O God, shall not return to you void, but is going to accomplish everything that you have sent it to do, O God. And not only accomplish, but it is going to prosper in those things. Let your word that you have chosen to exalt even above your name accomplish everything that you have sent it to accomplish in their lives, for your glory and for your glory alone. Let your word gather all the resources that are required to bring your promises, O God, to pass. Father, let your word, O God, rearrange things in our lives, that your word, O God, may prosper. Let your word, O God, empower us in faith and in every manner of power, O God, that your word may prosper in us. Give us the boldness to be able to stand steadfast, O God, on your promises that we haven't received yet, knowing that at the appointed time we are going to receive and behold the promises that you have given unto us. Let your word, O God, begin to rearrange our relationships, O God, that we may be strengthened, O God. Let that which is of God remain, and that which is not of God be cast away from us. We want to stand before our God, holy and righteous, not in the sight of men, but in the sight of our God. Because God, you are the one who judges the hearts of men. You are the one who declares who is righteous and who is not. Let your word do a work in us. Let your word build a faith in us. Let your word, O God, reveal great revelations and insight, O God, that we may be able to know what needs to be done in any given moment that we find ourselves in. That your word, O God, will accomplish all those things in our lives, because your word, O God, shall not return to you void. And when the hour comes that your word comes back to you to give a report of what it has accomplished, let your word declare that I have done all that which you have sent me to do, and I have established them in all the things that you have sent me to do. We give you praise, O God, for your word that is bringing joy and excitement in our spirit, because this is the Lord's doing and it is marvelous in our sight. Father, whatever need they have, whatever issue, whatever matter, let your word prosper in that matter, O God, that it works for their good. Let them be established in the goodness of God, and let their testimony, O God, be a testimony of how you made a way where there seemed to be no way, of how you raised up a defense and a shield on their behalf against their adversary. May they see your hand working in their lives, O God, divinely orchestrating them in their movement, divinely orchestrating them in their desires, divinely orchestrating them, O God, in their passions, divinely orchestrating them, God, in their walk, that they come to that expected end that you have ordained for their lives. I pray that, O God, no man, no woman on this prayer line is going to be overcome. No man, no woman on this prayer line is going to be defeated by the enemy, because God, we stand tonight and we declare that they are covered by the blood of Jesus from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. We declare that they are powered by the mighty Spirit of the living God. We declare and we decree that, God, you are the one who has taught their hands to fight and their fingers to war. We declare that, God, you are their victory, O God. Therefore, the enemy will not prevail, because your word declared that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. We stand on that word, O God, and we declare that that word is being raised as a standard against whatever the enemy is trying to do in their lives. Father, you declared by your word that whatever tongue rises up in judgment, O God, we shall condemn if it's rising up against us. We declare that tonight every word that has been spoken, O God, for their destruction, we judge it now in the name of Jesus, and we command it to fall to the ground for the glory of our Father in heaven. We declare that, God, every curse that has been spoken over their lives, O God, will not find a landing place, because your word says, he who God has blessed, no man can curse, O God. We declare and we decree that whatever the enemy has intended to do will not succeed, O God. Every demonic conception for our destruction, we command abortions over it now, in the name that is above any other name. Anything that has been birthed, O God, from satanic wombs, O God, to bring destruction to our lives, we declare that, God, it will not be able to be sustained, for there will be nothing that will fit it, O God. Every system that has been designed to hinder our movement and our progress, O God, we declare that tonight those systems are falling to the ground. Father, we declare and we decree that whatever the enemy has laid siege against us, O God, by your Spirit, O God, we are going to overcome. We declare that tonight the angels of God have been sent out to war on our behalf. We declare and we decree that whatever the enemy has been trying to resist, O God, from coming into our lives, the angels are breaking through like they did for Daniel when he was waiting for the answer. God, tonight we declare that there are angelic reinforcements that are being dispatched from the heavens, O God, to come and contend, O God, with our adversary, that there will be a breakthrough for the release of that which we have been praying for. Not only that, O God, but for the release of the revelation that heaven has said is coming our way. We pray that, O God, every principality, every power that has desired to impose rule over us,
Our God is breaking through tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, for any witch, O God, who has spoken against us, O God, going through their incantations, O God, we declare and we decree that tonight there is a word that supersedes all that you have spoken over us. There is a word that supersedes every programming that you have done concerning us, and that word is the word of the living God, and we take that word and we superimpose it on what you have spoken over us, and what our God has declared concerning us outweighs and overweighs that which you have spoken over us. Therefore, whatever you have designed, whatever you have decreed, whatever you have declared has no power and authority over our lives, but that which God has declared is going to govern and rule and reign in our lives for the glory of our Father in heaven. Father, every word of limitation that has been spoken over us, O God, to hinder the works of our hands, we declare that tonight it is breaking in the name of Jesus. We stand on the word of God that says the works of our hands shall prosper. We release that prosperity in the works of our hands. We release the success of God in the works of our hands. In every endeavor that we have set out to do, O God, we speak success over. We speak fruitfulness over it now in the name that is above any other name. We thank you, O God. We bless you, O God, that every word that has been spoken against our health will not find a landing place. Whatever word has been spoken, O God, concerning disease and sickness over us, we declare and we decree that it has no power, because sickness was overcome at the cross of Calvary. God, tonight we appropriate now the healing. We appropriate now the health. We appropriate now the restoration of our body in the name of Jesus, O God. That which was attained for us on the cross of Calvary, God, like they did on that day of their deliverance, O God, the day of the Passover, when they put the blood on the doorpost that the angel of death may pass over. God, over us, O God, and everything that concerns us, we apply the blood of Jesus. We declare that there is going to be a Passover. There will be no death that is reigning over us, O God, but life and life in abundance. That which you said, O God, by John, O God, when you said, I came to give you life and life more abundantly. We speak that life into us now, God. We speak that life into everything that concerns us. We speak that life into our sons and into our daughters. We speak that life into our homes. We speak that life into our ministries. We speak that life into our marriages. We speak that life into our spouses. Life and life more abundantly. God, that which cannot be purchased by men, but has been given to us by God. We pray for that, O God, to be made manifest in us. Somebody say hallelujah. There is going to be an empowering of your faith in this season because of what God is about to release. There is going to be a great spirit of rejoicing, a dance that is coming over you because of what God is about to do. You are going to understand the full significance of that statement that says the joy of the Lord is my strength. Somebody say hallelujah, because there is a joy that is coming into your life, and that joy is going to declare that your God is rising up. Your God is now going to engage with the adversary on your behalf. Your God has clothed himself in the garments of war. Your God is about to wage war against your adversaries. And if I can remember correctly, and my memory won't fail me, from the book of Genesis, the book of Revelation, if you can read it backwards from Revelation to Genesis, God has never lost a battle. Somebody say hallelujah. God has never lost a battle. So if God is clothing himself in the garments of war to war against your adversaries, to war against your enemies, to war against those those who are against you, it means victory is at hand. You rejoice because your strength and your power has risen up, because God is going to defend you. Glory, glory, glory be to our God for the raising up of his hand. The word of God declares, let our God arise and let his enemies begin to scatter. We declare and we decree that God is rising up on your behalf. God is rising up on your behalf. God is rising up on your behalf tonight. God is raising up on your Gorabandaria Katarabahaya. God is about to do a wonder in your midst. God is about to do a wonder in your midst. God is about to do something that you have been waiting for. God is saying the appointed time, the due season, the due time is now for that thing to be performed, for that thing to be done in your life. I declare a day of unparalleled favor coming into your Korabasekeria Baha. I declare a day of unexpected miracles, breakthrough, and blessing in the name that is above any other name. Blessings you have never imagined, God is going to release into your life now, because God is about to perfect everything that concerns you. I declare tonight that the heavens have been opened over you. I declare that tonight there is a rain that is coming upon your life. The former rain and the latter rain are coming into your life. Things are about to bud that you thought were dead. Things are about to rise up that were dead. Things that were weak are being strengthened now. Things you thought were not fruitful, God is going to rabasir. God is going to make fruitful that ministry you've been carrying that you thought is not going anywhere. God is about to release a rain over that thing. God is about to rain strength over that thing. God is about to rain favor over that thing in the name that is above any other name. A significant level of anointing is going to flow through you. A significant level of anointing is going to flow through the ministry that you thought was dead, that you thought was long and gone. God is about that. I speak the power of a resurrection over that ministry in the name that is above another name. That ministry is going to rise from the ground. That ministry is going to be more powerful than what you thought it was. That ministry is going to affect and affect a lot of people, because now God is using his spirit through that ministry to minister to the people of God. I care about her. And I pray over you that I know that you have been weary. I know that you have been tired because you have been putting all your strength and all your might in this ministry. Now you are about to experience a level of renewal, a level of strength. He said by Isaiah, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. May God renew your strength tonight in the name that is above any other name. May God renew your strength and your resolve, that you are not going to give up, but you are going to stand on that thing that God promised when that ministry was conceived in you. I declare that whatever that ministry needs, God is going to release, because the heavens are open over you. The heavens are open over that ministry. The acceptable season, the acceptable year for that ministry has come. Oh, Rabbi, I speak enlargement now. A bursting out in that ministry. May God do for you in that ministry as he did for Jabez, enlarging your territory, enlarging your place of influence. Glory, 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 glory. I declare that the blessings of God are going to overflow. And as you begin begin to move in accordance with the season. May men do what they normally wouldn't do, because heaven is placing a demand that you must be elevated. Heaven is placing a demand that you must be enlarged. There is a judgment that has been released by the courts of heaven, and that judgment demands that you be in increased. That judgment demands that you be enlarged. That judgment demands that you operate in peace. That judgment demands that you see the favor of God. That judgment demands that you see the inner workings of the grace of God upon your life. That judgment demands that there be a great testimony that flows through you. That judgment demands that everything that's around you is going to be raised up. That judgment demands that everything around you is going to come back into life. That judgment demands that you are going to have great insight. That judgment demands that the prophetic gift rise up in you. That judgment demands that you get to the fullness of that which God has ordained for your life. So walk in favor. Hold your head up high, because God has released a tremendous blessing upon you. His hand is upon you. You have always wondered, God, have you left me or forsaken me? God is about to remind you, I have been with you always. My hand is upon you. Somebody say hallelujah. I want to declare over somebody here tonight, I see two rivers parting in your life. O Korabasara, Bekeria Korosha Dabazere, Prondoso Korabaka Dara Kedesa, Regedara Kokosha Karaba, Begoro Kotosho Korabaka Taradakaya. Father, let the rivers part now. Koprosete, Rabaka Daze Geria Kukurabasa, Regedarakadahia Kokotorabaha, Regedekia Basara, Ikorobro Sura Bandiria Kara. Radikia sokoshe barika radozo mbregedizi ya kadaya mokora bakataye koroshe kiria karaseria makarande koroshe begia daragia dogodo juu baziki ya dombre gidizara bakadaya kokoshika rabaka taze kiria ndoro korosha rabaha vriya sokora bazia bakarando korokora basiki ya darabandiria sokora batea rebrosho kodo bukora bazi Gederia Paragorumbre Giria Sagaraba Jagaradukuro Shikara. And this is what the Spirit of God is saying. There is a river that is parting, and the river that is parting, rejoice not because the river is parting, but rejoice because you are finding yourself in a new place. Rejoice that you are not going to come back to what you used to, what you used to be. You are not going to come back to what you used to do. You are now going into a new place. Somebody say hallelujah for the rivers that are parting. That means the Lord says it's a double river that is parting, two rivers that are parting. That means you are going to be far, far away. Way from where you used to be, you cannot go back even if you try. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. You were in a place where you felt so despondent. You were in a place where you felt so powerless. You were in a place where you felt that you were never ever going to be able to amount to anything. But God is saying, I am not going to change that place, but I am moving you out that place. That's why I'm parting the rivers. You are going to be on the other side. When you're on the other side, the things that used to bother you in one place are no longer going to be able to bother you. Things you were worried about in the place of old are never going to worry you now in the place, in the new place. Somebody say hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Because when God initiates a transition, when God initiates a repositioning, when God initiates a crossing over, you are not going to go back, because you are not meant to leave where you used to be. You are meant to leave where God is taking you. taking you. Oh, Korabasa, Kia Rabazo, Korabasha, Karabaha, Rekiria Basalabaha. Now, here's the thing, we want to release it. You are going to have new desires because of where God is lending you. You are going to have new desakarago, Osho Korabaha, Zerekia Rabasanda, Karabaso, Koroshaba, because the desires of the place of old cannot sustain you in the new place. God is about to birth a new desire in you, because the new desire that is going to come over you is going to come because you are going to understand greater things. You are going to understand the significance of where you are. You are going to understand that you needed to be in a different place. And because now you are in a different place, you see things in a different light. You understand things in a different karaba shokoraba. This is what the Holy Spirit is showing. Where you were before, where you were, what you thought was big is nothing compared to what God is about to show you. What you thought was great is nothing compared to the great things that God is about to reveal. What you thought was possible cannot be compared to the possibilities that God is about to raise up now. God is about, oh Karabasa, you're gonna get to a place where you're gonna realize the significance of that word. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You are going to need to believe God, because what God is about to show you, what God is about to do in you and through you, is going to be so astounding. It's going to be so out of your league, because you are going into the God kind of league. You are going into the God kind of faith. You are going into the God kind of capacity. You are going into the God kind of project. Sarakata rabakata reko. Somebody say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I feel, you see, because what God is about to do, may God give you wisdom. Because the capacity of wisdom that you had where you were yesterday cannot sustain, cannot manage, cannot handle where God is taking you. So God is about to elevate your level of wisdom. He is about to enlarge your level of wisdom. I pray that God will bestow upon you a double portion of wisdom. God will bestow upon you a new level of understanding, a new level, oh Karaba, of knowledge, because of where you are going to be operating. He is going to give you the capacity, Karade Gorosha, to be able to manage the new things that He is about to release in your life. I declare, because God is going to give you the ability to manage the new things that are coming, you are not going to lose your salvation. You are not going to lose your faith. Your relationship with God is not going to diminish. It is going to appreciate. Somebody say hallelujah, because God is keeping you. Let me give you the biblical example of what I'm saying. You see, when you were in Egypt, you were a slave. Your capacity to handle was only to handle just a little bit. When you were in the wilderness, you had your own things, but there was a limitation. You were being taught to manage what you had, but it was in preparation to where you were going. You see, when you were in the wilderness, you did not have a house. You were taking care of your tent. You had no yard to take care of. Somebody say hallelujah. You had no bills to pay off because you were walking in the wilderness. But now you are going into the promised land. You are going to have new level of skills. You are going to have new abilities to manage. You are going to have to be able to manage your household, a permanent dwelling structure. You are going to be able to, you're going to have the capacity to maintain your relationship with God in the land of abundance. You are going to have to maintain your dependency on God in the land of plentifulness, in the name of Jesus. Therefore, a level of understanding, a level of management is required over your life, and God is going to release, because there is no point for God to take you out of the wilderness, for God to take you out of the old place and put you in a new place to lose everything that you have, so that you become worse off than what you were before you got into the place. I declare that my God is an empowering God, and He is empowering you. you. I declare that the blessings of God, His word declared, they bring no sorrow with them. They make rich and bring no sorrow with them. God is not going to give you sorrow because you are worried about how to manage what God is releasing into your life. I thank you, O God. I thank you, O God. I thank you, O God, for the sustaining power that is in you. I thank you, O God, for the ability to sustain the thing in prayer that you are releasing, O God. I thank you for the ability to manage what you are giving. I thank you for the ability to be able to maintain their relationship with you as you prosper them, as you enlarge them, as you bless them in each and every way that you have so ordained. Glory be to your name, O God, for your greatness. You are great and mighty. You have done great things in our midst, O God. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. God, for those that need jobs tonight, let the heavens open as they already have. Let the rains come. Let favor come. Send them to places where they're going to go. Resumes are going to be picked up and favor is going to come. God, I pray unexpected phone calls calling them for job interviews, oh God, that they are going to go in and they are going to find favor. Qualified they may not be, oh God, in terms of man, but heaven has qualified them. May they find favor as they walk through. Somebody say hallelujah. Because God is about to change you. God is about to transform you. God is about to elevate you. I declare that wayward sons are coming back home. Wayward daughters are coming back home. Wayward husbands are coming back home. Wayward wives are coming back home. In the Rabakoro, Sharabaha, wherever they are, we call them back home. Reke Tarokoro, Sharabakarada, in the name of Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. We call them home. Kirabandoro sukurabakarasi kiriandoro kurabashadabaha. Wherever they are, God, we call them home in the name of Jesus. Why? Because God, you are perfecting everything that concerns us. Their welfare concerns us. Their life concerns us. Their desires concern us. Now, God, perfect as only you can do. Perfect as only you can do in the name that is above any other name. We praise you, O God, and we thank you in the name of Jesus. I pray for the resurrection of your dreams. They are not dead. In the name of Jesus. God will not give you a dream and allow for the dream to die without you experiencing its manifestation. God gave Joseph a dream, confirmed and reaffirmed the dream. Joseph was disrobed, sold into slavery, but the dream was not dead. I want to let you know, wherever you are right now, God is resurrecting your dreams. He is not resurrecting your dreams to tease you. He's resurrecting your dreams because they are about to become a reality in the name of Jesus. So if I were you, I would begin praising him and thanking him for the dreams that are about to become your future. Somebody say hallelujah. Your dreams are about to become your future. I hear the words of the prophet when God was speaking to the prophet Ezekiel. He says to Ezekiel, son of man, shall these bones live? And Ezekiel says to the Lord, Lord, thou knowest. And the Lord is saying, I know that your dreams are seemingly dead, but I am the resurrection. I am the life. I will breathe new life into your dreams. and you will live your dream. Your dream may seem to be an impossibility.
Somebody say hallelujah. I just felt something hit me right here. Your dream may appear to be an impossibility, but that is from your perspective, not from the God perspective. Somebody say hallelujah. It's from your perspective, not God's perspective. Here's what I want to give you. I want to give you a verse right here. Help me, Jesus. Let me read this for you, okay? I'm going to read from 2 Kings chapter number 7. 2 Kings chapter number 7. And we'll pray from there once we are done. I think it will take us all the way out. 2 Kings, let me just read from verse number 3. I think we'll go to verse number... we'll see where we end. I'm reading from the New King James Version from verse number 3. It says, now there were four leprous men at the entrance of the gate, and they said to one another, why are we sitting here until we die? If we say we will enter the city, there is famine in the city, and we shall die there. Now if we sit there... let me read verse number 1. That's better. Verse number 1. Then Elisha said, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, tomorrow about this time, a seer of fine flour shall be sold for a shekel, and two seers of barley for a shekel at the gate of Samaria. So an officer on whose hand the king leaned answered the men of God and said, look, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, could this thing be? And he said, in fact, you shall see it with your eyes, but you shall not eat of it. Let me read from the Amplified Version so you can see what I'm trying to convey here. It says, then Elisha said, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, tomorrow about this time, a measure of finely milled flour will sell for a shekel, and two measures of barley for a shekel at the gate of Samaria. Then the royal officer on whose arm the king leaned answered the men of God and said, if the Lord would make windows in heaven for the rain, could this thing take place? Elisha said, behold, you will see it with your eyes, but because you doubt, you will not eat of it. Essentially, what is happening is the Lord has declared a word that in terms of the natural progression of time, the natural timeline, that word cannot be fulfilled. Somebody say hallelujah. That word cannot be fulfilled this time tomorrow. That word cannot be fulfilled this time tomorrow, because the king, the royal officer is saying, we haven't planted anything. Anybody hearing me? We haven't planted anything. The rains are not here. So if you are saying that there's going to be a barley, is God going to condense an entire season into one day? And the prophet said, it's going to happen, but you are not going to eat of it. You shall only see with your eyes. Somebody say hallelujah. Let me just read for you this verse right here. And it says, now we're in verse number 4. Number 3. Now the four men from the Amplified Version. Now the four men who were lepers were at the entrance of the city's gate. And they said to one another, why should we sit here until we die? If we say we'll enter the city, then famine is in the city, and we will die there. And if we sit here, we will also die. So now, come, let us go over the camp of the Arameans, the Syrians. If they let us leave, we will leave. If they kill us, we will only die. So they got up at twilight to go to the Arameans' camp. But when they came to the edge of the camp, there was no one, for the Lord had caused the Aramean army to hear the sounds of chariots and the horses, the sound of horses,
the sound of a great army. They had said to one another, "The king of Israel has hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to come and fight against us." So the Arameans set out and fled during the twilight and left their tents, horses, and donkeys, even left the camp just as it was, and fled for their lives. So God is saying, the prophet Elisha declared that this time tomorrow, there is going to be an economic shift in the city. Somebody say hallelujah. In this time tomorrow, there is going to be an economic shift because there is going to be an abundance of supply. This time tomorrow, there is going to be a release of a harvest, even though we haven't planted yet. This time tomorrow. And God says, this is not going to happen by the natural progressions of seasons. This is going to be a God kind of work. So what does that say to us, Perkins? It's saying to somebody here, God is about to work a wonder. I hope somebody can hear me where you are. God is about to work a wonder. I'm going to say it again. Maybe I need to hear it for myself. God is about to work a wonder. And what God is about to work would normally take you an entire season of life to have it accomplished with no guarantees. But God is saying, I give a guarantee that this time tomorrow, you will be rejoicing. That this time tomorrow, you will be free. This time tomorrow, you will be filled with joy and gladness. All right, Perkins. Just tell somebody, do you know that your debts can be canceled overnight? Do you know that God can bless you overnight from poverty into opulence? Overnight. You see, you have a plan of how long you have to work to get to where you want to get. You have your 10-year plan, your 5-year plan, but God has a 48-hour plan. And God's 48-hour plan is greater than yours. Let me just remind somebody here. Your God owns a cattle on 1,000 hills. Your God owns all the gold and all the silver. So God blessing you financially is not a big thing. But I want to say this. He's not only a God who blesses in terms of material things, but he's also a God who blesses you in spiritual things. God can make you a great minister overnight. God can make you a powerful prayer warrior overnight. So, he's about to perfect it because it concerns you. He's saying, it's not going to take as long as you thought it would. In our church lingo, in our church vernacular, we talk about acceleration. That means what will take a year to be done can be done in a month. What takes a month to be done can be done in a week. What takes a week to be done can be done in a day because of acceleration. And God is saying, I am about to accelerate some things in your life. this time tomorrow, things will be different. This time tomorrow, things will be different because of what God is about to do in your life. So I thank God. When you get a chance, please finish reading 2 Kings chapter number 7. You can read all the verses there. It's quite an interesting story. I don't really have any time to read the entire verse or the entire passage of scripture there. But I want to let you know that when God says this time tomorrow, He really means it. It doesn't matter what the time constraints are. It doesn't matter what your level of education is. It doesn't matter how long you have been in church. It doesn't matter how holy and sanctified you are. When God says this time tomorrow, it's not dependent on you. It's dependent on the God who has declared the word. So tonight, we declare like the words of Prophet Elisha, this time tomorrow, there is an economic turnaround in your life. This time tomorrow, there is a significant breakthrough coming into your life. This time tomorrow, you are going to have a solid testimony of the goodness of God. This time tomorrow, you are going to testify that indeed your God is a blessing God. Somebody say hallelujah. This time tomorrow. This time tomorrow. There's somebody that is on this prayer line. You have been wrestling with thoughts of inferiority. You've been wrestling with thoughts of insignificance. Whenever you look at yourself, you see yourself as a nobody. You look at the people that are around you and you're saying, God, you use them mightily, but what about me? You see some people around you being raised up in ministry and you're saying, but God, what about me? God seems to be operating more in them. And you say, God, what about me? That's what you've been asking God, what about me? Seems like everything else that happens around you, you are usually the last one if you are involved at all. And you're always asking God, what about me? And that has really become a point of contention in your life of always been saying, God, what about me? You feel like you are the middle child, you have been forgotten. You're asking God, what about me? I've been praying for the same things, oh God, for 15 years. And I see somebody else going through the same thing. They only pray for a day or two. They receive their breakthrough. But I've been praying for 15 years. What about me? What about me? And God is saying, like Hannah, it shall no longer be about what's about, what about me. God is about to birth something great in you and through you. The reason why you seem as if you have been overlooked is because God was preserving you for such a time as this. The reason why you were being preserved by God, not being pushed to the front as you have been desiring, not being pushed to the front as you have been praying in the seasons that have gone by, because God was saying, you are part of my strategy for the long term. I serve the best for last. And God is saying, you are my best. I'm going to work through you. And I'm going to use you in a mighty way. Do not despair about being overlooked. Do not think you have been forgotten. God knows exactly where you are, and He knows exactly where He's going to use you, when He's going to use you, and how He's going to use you for you to achieve your maximum impact in terms of your gift, your ministry calling, and your assignment. You are not forgotten. You are not out of favor. You are favored by God. You are chosen by God. His hand is upon you. He has been hiding you in the secret place because the enemy knows something is at hand. God is about to release you as an arrow from His quiver. He's about to put you on the bow. He's about to shoot you out. You are not going to miss your mark. You're going to hit the target. That which you are specifically designed for by God, you are going to be able to accomplish. It will not take you long because God knows you are skilled and schooled in every way. And when the time comes, you are not going to delay, but you are going to do exactly what God has sent you out to do. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Father, I just come against the thoughts of insignificance. I come against the thoughts of self-doubt. I come against those thoughts, oh God, that made them feel like they're an outcast, that made them feel that they're forgotten. And I remind them once again, you are loved of God, and God loves you just the way that you are. His value upon your life is not dependent on anybody else or what you have accomplished, but God has already valued you. He gave His Son to die for you. That's how much God loves you. Somebody say amen, 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 and amen. That is just for somebody who needed to hear that according to what the Spirit is revealing. Now, I just wanted to just do something a little bit different here tonight. I just want to say, whatever church you belong to, whatever church you belong to, I ask for God to bless them in a mighty way. I ask for the favor of God to be upon your church. I ask for the miracle power, wonder-working power of God to be visibly demonstrative in the midst of the congregation. May the transforming power of God impregnate the atmosphere in that church. May they be outbreaks of miracles, deliverances, and salvations, because God is moving in a mighty way. The ministers have been given charge over you. The shepherds have been given charge over you. I pray for a double portion of the anointing to come over their life. I pray for deeper depths of revelational insight to be unlocked in their understanding. I pray for a significant increase of understanding and the ability to be able to minister and to teach from depths that they have never been able to ascend to before. May the Spirit of God lead and guide their hands. May they carry always a word that is in season for the congregation. May they release a word that is generational, that will sustain multiple family structures across the generations. May they walk in the power of the Almighty God. Father, I ask for every church that is represented here tonight for finances to be released, that they may be able to do the work that has been assigned to them. I pray, O God, for ministry partners to assemble around those congregations to facilitate the work that the pastor has been given. Not only the work has been given the pastor, but because of the corporate assignment that is upon that church. I pray, God, for a new level of excellence in every ministry that is represented. Level of excellence, oh God, in every department in the congregation. Father, a level of excellence in the ministry of music, a level of excellence in the ministry of ushers, a level of excellence in the greatest, a level of excellence in the children's ministry, a level of excellence in the young adults and the youth ministry, a level of excellence, God, in every facet of the ministry and the church. I pray for the marriages that are in those churches, oh God, to be strengthened in the name that is above any other name. I give you praise, oh God. I give you glory for the work that those ministries are doing. Father, where they are weary, strengthen them now. For you are God, and you are God alone. Your work shall be accomplished. Now, Father, do so through them for your glory and for your glory alone. The prayers that the pastors have been praying in the secret place, may the answers come in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Praise you. Glorify you, and we exalt you for all the excellent things that you have done. All this, God, we have prayed in the name of the author and the finisher of our faith, the high priest of our confession, and the captain of our salvation, Jesus Christ. Somebody say amen. Amen, amen, and amen. I want to read this verse for you before I'm done. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Numbers chapter number 6, verse number 24 to verse number 26. From the Amplified Version, the Lord bless you and keep you, protect you, sustain you, and guard you. The Lord make his face shine upon you with favor and be gracious to you, surrounding you with loving kindness. The Lord lift up his countenance face upon you with divine approval, and give you peace, a tranquil heart, and life. Amen, amen, and amen.